The Czech Republic leads the EU in the percentage of plastic packaging being recycled, according to the EU statistics body Eurostat. In 2006, Czechs recycled 44% of so-called polyethylene terephthalate, or PET, plastics, the kind used for most basic grocery packaging. The figures are 3% higher than that of Germany, long considered to be the EU champion in recycling. The Czech Republic's towns and cities have long had systems in place where people can deposit plastics, as well as paper, glass, and even milk cartons for recycling. In fact, these schemes have proven to be profitable for those that run them, as the materials are sold for a profit to recycling plants. According to Eco.com, a Czech company that coordinates recycling, 98% of Czechs have access to recycling bins, far exceeding current EU targets. However, the country still lags behind in terms of total recycled household waste. About a fifth is recycled compared to Austria and Germany, which recycles roughly 60%.
Friday's early trading saw the Prague Burs slump by 900 points or 14%, wiping out a slight recovery in stocks on Thursday. Trading has been volatile all week as global markets express unease over the financial crisis sweeping the world. CME, Erste Bank and Orco were the greatest losers, losing about 20% of their stock value. Some media reports are already labelling the performance as Black Friday, with Prague stocks faring the worst in the entire Central European region. The Prague Burs has been declining all week long, with panic buying leading to volatility and large slumps in share prices. On Thursday, an announcement that interest rates would be cut appeared to calm the markets, which rose by almost 2%, but Friday's trading suggests the long-term impact of the global turmoil is yet to recede.
The head of one of the companies building a new Hyundai factory in northern Moravia has accused the company of cutting corners in construction. Stefan Valicek, head of the Slovak company Kovo, has publicly stated that the company used low-quality construction materials and that one of the factories could even collapse as a result. Hyundai has stated that it will investigate the claims and, if they are found to be false, sue Mr. Valicek for spreading false rumours. Trial production is set to begin at the plant in November, although a full inspection of the site must still be undertaken by the authorities before a permit is granted and full production begins. The process is expected to take up to 6 months.
The seemingly endless Czech housing boom appears finally to be slowing down, according to experts in the industry. This year has seen a 30% decrease in Czechs seeking new apartments, while the long-term trend of property value increase also appears to be flatlining. Some analysts are predicting a crisis as the global economic situation worsens, with property values falling by as much as 20%, according to experts. The largest decreases in value are expected to be in apartments that dot the outskirts of Prague, with areas in other parts of the country that have avoided recent price hikes affected less. The Czech Republic is having to come to terms with a prospect of lower economic growth than has been forecast, meaning lower take-home wages and a concurrent decline in the amount that people are willing to spend on new homes, plus a likely credit squeeze that makes getting mortgages more difficult. Meanwhile, those that are currently building new properties, hopeful of riding the property boom, are likely to be disproportionately affected by the predicted decline, analysts say.
Czech trust funds are in their worst condition since the terrorist attacks of 9/11, says the Czech daily Mladá fronta Dnes. New figures show that in September, Czech trust funds lost around 8 billion crowns in total. Trust funds, or unit trusts, are a form of open-ended investment that are closely tied to the value of assets and are used by banks and share traders to invest money. Several Czech companies, such as Sporotrend, part of Česká spořitelna, or ING International, have lost a sizable chunk of their trust fund value in recent months as a result of the global financial crisis, with many funds having investments in foreign banks, including those in Iceland, which are now in trouble.
Czech anti-corruption police have accused a representative of a money exchange company in Prague of laundering 5 billion crowns. Specifically, the 32-year-old, believed to be of Egyptian origin, is accused of laundering more than 5.3 billion crowns gained through criminal activities and transferring the money into bank accounts in China and Vietnam. The company involved is called Active Change, and police have said they suspected money laundering activities have been happening there since 2005. Reportedly, several people have been arrested in relation to the alleged crimes.